Good morning, and join me here this morning here on KGGF. We have the mayor of Miami, Oklahoma, Mayor Bless Parker. Good morning, Mayor. How are you today? Hope everything is going great for you. Now, let's start out by talking about Christmas, because Miami has a lot of things going on this Christmas season. Why don't you tell us about a few of those?
Well, of course, we just got done with the Christmas parade and the community tree lighting on the 1st and 2nd. So now we're head over heels into the holiday season for us. The next big event coming up for Main Street will be the Miami Main Street's Ladies Night Christmas Sip and Shop. And that's going to be on December 18th from 4 to 7 p.m. And there'll be several shops downtown, and they'll have different drinks you can sample while you shop. And it is Ladies Night, so the ladies will be able to put together a wish list. And then at the end of the night, their wish list will be sent by text message or email to their husband, boyfriend, or significant other. That way that person will have their wish list of what they're wanting for Christmas. So I know that helps out us guys sometimes, because we're not always the best shoppers and know what our wives or girlfriends want. So this will be an opportunity for them to assist us.
See, and that's fantastic. You know, my husband goes through that all the time, too. And he's like, just tell me what you want.
Yeah, I'm that way. You know, my wife, sometimes I'm like, can you just go get what you want? And of course, that doesn't make us quite as special for us. But it does help us guys out that are struggling to find the right gift. So that's on December 18th. I'll backtrack to the Coleman Theater. If you haven't been to the Coleman Theater in Miami, Oklahoma, you're missing out. It is a crown jewel of not only Miami, but the four-state area. Beautiful theater, over 100 years old, and it's been totally remodeled inside, back to as original as possible, but a beautiful theater. So the theater this December 9th will have the Kenny Rogers Band. And on December 9th, on December 16th, we'll have the Isaac's Christmas Show. And on December 17th, we'll be showing the movie It's a Wonderful Life at the Coleman. So lots of activity still going on between now and Christmas time in downtown Miami. So we have some great restaurants downtown, lots of nice shopping downtown. Our people are our best asset. You're going to come to Miami and you're going to be treated like you're one of us at home. And we hear that from a lot of people that they get treated really, really, really well when they come to Miami, and they really love our people. So we always say that's our best asset, our people.
Well, that sounds fantastic, Mayor. We're speaking with Mayor Bless Parker from Miami, Oklahoma. Now, speaking of Christmas time in Miami, word has it that you have some neat Christmas decorations in downtown Miami that are a little bit old, but also a little bit new. Why don't you tell us a little bit about that?
Yeah, so growing up here, we had some ornament balls, and they're large, hanging downtown. Best we can tell, they started getting hung in the 1920s. They were built by a former city employee, handmade, so they're one of a kind. And they were hung all the way up through 2007. In the flood of 2007, they got damaged, and they were no longer able to be used. And so since 2007, we didn't have them anymore hanging, and so many people had came through generation after generation and had always remembered these large balls. And I mean, they're like, and I'm guessing here, but around 3 foot in diameter, with lights all over them, and so we didn't have them. So every Christmas between 2007 and this year, that was always the major discussion was, man, I miss those. Wish we could have those back. So we have a guy, Allen Sign Studios, which is Colby Allen, also grew up here. He made it a mission of his to try to reconstruct these ornament balls to hang on Main Street. So he found a business partner, a financial business partner, in Bill Osborne and Osborne Drugs. And together they brought back three of these ornament balls. They were at a price tag of $5,000 a piece. But they were hung this year for the first time since 2007. It's made our downtown magical again. Of course, a lot of the old ornaments we had back that had been hung for generations also were also damaged. So we're doing a fundraiser now to raise money to bring some of those back as well. But these ornament balls, You really don't know the impact that they really have until I start getting messages from people, former residents. And I got a message from a guy named Don Childers a couple weeks ago, and he was so excited about the balls being rehung, and he lives in Los Angeles now. Well, the other night at our parade, I was coming off the stage after doing a presentation, and a gentleman walked up to me, and he said, "Are you Mayor Parker?" I said, "I am." He said, "I'm Don Childers. I flew in from California to just be here at the parade tonight to see these balls, huh?" So that tells you the impact those have had on people over the course of generations. This guy flew in from California just to be here for that. I know another couple had drove in from Minnesota to be here for the same reason. So if you haven't been to Miami's downtown at Christmas, it's kind of a magical place. And we also have the tallest Christmas tree on Route 66. And it's a 45-foot tree that was trucked in out of Michigan, beautifully decorated by our electric crew. And it sits right in the heart of our downtown. So you need to make a trip to Miami and check us out.
Well, that sounds fantastic, you know, and it's really neat that you can have something like that that really brings your community together and really fosters that spirit that people will come back from all parts of the U.S. just to come back for Christmas to see the decorations. That's fantastic. And I've seen pictures of them on Facebook, and they look really cool.
Yeah, they are. Well, you'll have to come over and check them out, and I'll take you to dinner and show you around Miami a little bit.
All right, that sounds fantastic. Miami sounds like a great place, and you know, for folks who haven't seen it here in the four states, definitely a destination worth checking out. All right, anything else while I got you here on the phone that you'd like to talk about?
Just come to Miami, and we'll welcome you. We'll roll out the red carpet, and anybody in the four state area is welcome to come to Miami and have a good time with us.
Well, that sounds great. Thank you very much for talking to me today, Mayor Parker. And that's the mayor of Miami, Oklahoma, Mayor Bless Parker. And I'm Sherry Garris right here on the Mighty 690 KGGF.